Many people have often asked me, how do you feel, Mr. Hamlin, when you hear It Is No Secret being sung by a choir? I've never been able to tell them because there's no word to explain it. Oh, to be sure, I wrote the song, but I cannot seem to ever find myself claiming sole ownership to a song that, to date, has been translated into over 50 foreign languages. A little old lady one time put it this way. She said, Mr. Hamlin, you didn't write that song. You just got to hold a pen. I think she was right. I wrote the song one night shortly after midnight, and believe it or not, the song in its entirety, lyrics and music, was written in the short space of only 17 minutes. It came about this way. I'd been visiting a neighbor of ours, a man who at that time was one of Hollywood's most famous actors, and he'd just returned from making a picture, and I'd gone over to his home just to kind of fill him in on what had happened in his absence. There were a lot of other people there, too, and somehow the discussion got around to how people could solve problems within themselves. And I remember making a statement about, it's no secret what God can do in a man's life. About 2 hours later, I started to leave and was just walking out the door when this man made a remark that I'll never forget. He said, Stuart, you ought to write a song about It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Man, that's a beautiful thought. Well, I was thinking about it as I walked across the lawn over to our home, and when I walked in the bedroom, I saw my wife rolling her hair up in curlers, like all women do, I guess. So I figured, well, I got about 45 minutes to kill before bedtime, so I just walked back into the living room and sat down at the organ. About this time, our big old hall clock started striking the hour of midnight, and I got an idea and just grabbed a pencil and started writing lyrics. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. Well, when I'd finished the song, I remember exactly what went through my mind as I sat there and reread those lyrics in the music. It was, without a doubt, the most simple song that I'd ever written. I thought about calling my wife in to see how she liked the new song, and thinking it surely must be 3 o'clock or later, I just turned and glanced at the hall clock. It was just 17 minutes past 12, and I couldn't believe it. I've never been able to compose any musical composition under 3 or 4 hours. But that night, as I looked at that clock, I thought it stopped, but I could see that big old pendulum still swinging. My wife came in, sat down, and began playing the melody, and after she'd played it a couple of times, I was surprised to see tears welling up in her eyes. What's the matter, baby? I said to her. That's the simplest, most ordinary song I've ever written. Why should it make you sad? Women amaze me. When they're happy, they cry. When they're sad, they cry. You can just never tell, can you? Tears can never be a barometer to what's going on in a woman's heart. I'm not sad, she said, looking at me through those tears. I'm happy. This is not an ordinary song. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever written. It tells a wonderful story, so simple and so beautifully told, that all people all over the world can surely know it is no secret what God can do in their lives. Yeah? I'll remember that night. I'll always remember that night. I remember, too, the great thrill I got when Billy Graham asked me to come to New York to sing that song at Madison Square Garden. That night, the place was packed out. The choir had over 3,000 voices in it. Cliff Barrows was the director. And when Billy introduced me and I stood up to sing, there in the glare of those brilliant floodlights, that strange feeling that I always get seemed to just overwhelm me when that huge choir rose and their voices began to ring, singing that song. Written one night because of what a neighbor had said. Because a big old hall clock began striking the hour of midnight.